I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris is on the other side of the glass as Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, you can listen on the Sheeman and Shepard radio network or on our app on your phone. Take it with you wherever you go. That's a lot of people listen that way. ESPN Southwest Florida. It's free. You can listen on our website, ESPNSWFL.com, too. Two as in also, not the number two. Twitter, ESPNSWFL. That is not a burner account. That is legit.
It's not Brian
Kelly's. Unlike Brian Kelly's stink burner account, Stinky, that we just found. He had it down at Baton Rouge. It's a crazy guy. Not off to a good start, and they haven't even played a single game down there at LSU. And we got Wikipedia later on this hour, plus the Sheeman and Shepard cash grab is active right now. The word is label. Text it in to 45911, and you could win $500 brought to you by Andujar and Levine. Right now, it is 6 minutes and 12 seconds past the hour. It's time for a SportsCenter rundown as the second half on the pitch is underway between Liverpool and Man U. Chris will keep an eye on the sky and watch the game while he does this. SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now. GetBest.com.
Second half kicking off at Anfield, and Liverpool up on Manchester United 2-0. Could be more than that if they wanted. Baseball scores right now. The Nationals up on the Diamondbacks 6-1. That game just about over. Mets trailing the Giants early, 4-1. That is the bottom of the third inning at Citi Field. Both of those games are doubleheaders, by the way. Tonight on ESPN Southwest Florida, we will have the Rays at Cubs. Coverage starts at 7 o'clock. And the Miami Heat take on the Hawks. Game 2, 7:30 on TNT.
All right. Coming up later this hour, we got one of our half-price dining deals from La Bamba Mexican Italian. So be giving away there a $50 gift card. All right, what were we going to say?
So you're
premature.
So Panthers offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo now is backing off with his comments an hour ago after declaring Sam Darnold as the team's starting quarterback. And
snap.
Yeah, oops, beep, beep, beep. He walked back his yes response to being asked whether he considers Darnold to be QB1. And he said, one of the things I've been working on is being better talking to you people, meaning us. Uh-huh. So announcing the starting quarterback here, I just put my foot in my mouth. That wasn't something I should have said.
But it's the way,
especially since Carolina is probably going to draft a quarterback with the number 6 overall pick, unless maybe Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis.
Or pick up Baker.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Who is this? McAdoo?
Yeah.
This is a hint as to why things did not go well in New York, the media capital of the world.
I mean, come on. I'm sure Sam Darnold appreciated it.
That's when you know you're desperate. You're going out hiring Ben McAdoo to be your OC.
That's nice hair.
Does he?
Yeah, I'm with Chris. Does he?
Time to change that oil.
He uses a lot of products.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Remember Back to the Future when what's-his-name kisses dad goodbye? Yeah. Woo, time to change that oil.
It could be Danny in Grease. I mean, he can do a lot of things with that hair. Fonz didn't have that much good. Fonz's hair looked dry.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got it to do that.
Nice.
Sometimes he would get out of place a little bit.
Very rarely.
He was such a nice man. He still is a nice man. I got to interview him a couple times.
Yeah.
Henry Winkler, he went to Emerson in Boston. And stuff when we did the Jimmy Fund radio telethon and everything a couple times. Did call-in interviews. Just a really, really nice person.
Does he have a tie to that area, or do you just guys get other than him being a celebrity and you having him out, did he have a tie to the Boston area?
He went to Emerson, which is a great communication school in Boston, and a lot of actors came out of there.
Jessica Biel went there.
Did
she? A lot of people went there.
Jessica Biel went there.
A lot of it's kind of like the Fame Academy in Boston. It's kind of like that.
Yeah. He seems like a nice guy.
Genuine, nice.
He tells horror stories. His dad was really mean to
him.
Called him an idiot, stupid. Mm-hmm. I think he was dyslexic, too. And I don't know how he memorized all those lines as an actor.
Yep. It's crazy that, like, the one of the first icons of, like, being cool on television was also the coach in Waterboy.
Mr. Coach Klein.
That's right.
That's funny to me. That's
no, but they were a Fonzie t-shirt. I mean, I remember everybody had, Craig, all right, and you had a Fonzie t-shirt. They're all different types of Fonzie t-shirts.
Yeah.
It said,
hey.
There's that, and Jimmy Walker on Good Times, or Dynamite. We're like,
Dynamite! Hey.
Still one of the great lines in TV history for me is when it's like when John Amos, the father, he only was on it for a year because they couldn't agree to a contract, so they killed him off in an accident.
Good actor.
But, oh, great actor.
Coming to America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But he's like, Junior, how'd your date go last night with Henrietta? He's like, oh, Dad, she said all those. It went well until the end of the night when she said all those four-letter words to me. What? What, Junior? Yeah, what words? Stop. Wait. Don't. No, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Very underrated. It slipped after he left, but, man, that was tremendous. Again, Norman Lear, spinoff of All in the Family.
I love that show at the time. Thought it was hilarious. It's on regularly, like not Nick at Night, or one of those channels.
No, yeah, yes.
And right. It's kind of horrible. It didn't hold up well.
The first season does, and after they killed him off, it kind of doesn't, but.
Well, nobody else on that show could really act other than John and Junior.
Yeah, well, the time, I mean.
The daughter, the sister and the son, nobody could. And no. Who with Thelma across the hall, none of them could act.
Bookman, the janitor.
The Bookman. Bookman. And
then Janet Jackson was on that show.
Yeah.
You know,
Penny. Penny?
Yeah, Penny. Oh, okay. Yep, she played Penny.
She was in that show. She was also in Different Strokes.
Yes. Yeah, she played Willis's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
It's amazing how much
Dana Plato's dead. Dana Plato went off to do softcore porn movies and died with drugs.
Dana's dead, and Gary Coleman's no longer with us.
Yeah, Willis is still alive.
He had a bit of a rap sheet. He got into trouble.
He got into a lot of trouble.
I thought he would have been the first one to maybe.
Yeah, but I believe he straightened out his life pretty good.
Mr. Drummond's dead, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Conrad Bain.
And so is the maid who had her old spinoff show.
Oh, yeah. Charlotte. Janice. Yeah, she had.
We're talking about Brady Bunch.
No. Facts of Life, which was also very popular back in the day for a couple of years.
The maid in Brady Bunch was Alice.
Alice, Andy Davis. She's dead.
She died. Oh,
good Lord! Everybody on that.
A while ago,
the adults are dead on that show.
No, not the dad.
The mom's dead. The dad's dead. Huh.
Robert Reed died. He was the first one to go.
Robert Reed died a long time ago.
He had AIDS.
I missed it.
He had AIDS and also, I believe, colon cancer at the same time. He didn't have a good end.
All the kids are still alive, and you ask to this day, and they love the guy. They love the man.
Yeah.
He was like their real father, really was. He protected them, and he was very...
He was a really highly acclaimed actor,
yes,
Mr. Brady.
Robert Reed didn't
want to do the TV show. He was embarrassed by it, and then the paycheck was too good to turn down.
Yeah.
Virgin Texter says, everybody under the age of 30 has no idea what you're talking about.
That's so lost.
That's
so ridiculous.
No, Virgin Texter, you're wrong.
I love when people say
it's
that.
It's under the age of 45, have no clue any of the references
that's a discredit to your generation.
Oh, here we
because,
go.
No, here's because... The, how come Craig and I,
hit
when
me
we were
with
growing
the back
up,
in my day.
How come
come on,
Craig and I,
hit me
we
with
were,
the back in my
no,
day.
How come when Craig and I were growing up, we knew stuff that happened in the 30s and the 40s?
I knew about Honeymooners and never watched it as a kid.
I didn't either. I watched the reruns. Why is that the case?
Because you had three channels.
Well, there might be some there.
I have 8 million options. I don't need to go back and watch something from 72 years ago.
You might learn something.
You're right. And you can say right now, Pete, you can say, you know what, Chris? That's an excellent point that I had never thought of before. You have so much more information at your fingertips than what I had available, and you're taking advantage of it. Way to go, Chris. You know what? Maybe my generation can learn a thing or two from your generation.
If you quit flipping through all your TikTok sexy videos at nighttime and start watching some channels, maybe you'd learn something about how TV used to be.
And now we have television talks back to us. TikTok says you can't. Netflix says you might like this. How do you know what I might like?
Hold on. Pete, if I would have told you in 1978 that you'd be able to talk to your TV and the channels would change on your voice commands, what would you have thought? You thought you'd died and gone to heaven. Xanadu.
Yeah.
And I imagine you
horrible
were,
movie.
I imagine you were watching. Yeah.
Great soundtrack.
I bet you were watching a lot of TV back then, too. So,
no, I didn't. I watched sports. I watched sports. And at night before we ate is Brady Bunch of Gilligan's Island. That was it. Sports. And then really didn't watch it. Saturday night, maybe, when I was real younger and my parents were out and we had a baby. It was maybe Love Boat, Fantasy Island.
There you go.
But I was outside. I really was. I was outside 90% of the time. If it was nice out, I was playing baseball.
Let's see here. Port Charlotte. Joe, I'm 30, and I know the Brady Bunch very well. Martin was one of my favorites. I never liked the show Martin.
I liked the first couple of years. It was hysterical.
Virgin Texture, y'all were playing with rocks and sticks back in your day. No, I never. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Rock wars.
We threw rocks at you.
We did. It was stupid. I got cut in my head. My friend Pete got cut. We had a fight, a little mini rock fight before getting on the bus one day. Cracked his head open. I was so stupid.
Re-Gifted said, tell Chris the adults in the room are talking and he should shut up.
No, it's not the adults. That's the problem. I'm an adult. They're the old people now.
You respect your elders in just about every sect of the population.
I laugh about this when we have family functions with both my family and my wife's family. They still call the table that I sit at the kids' table.
That's never going to change.
It's the grown-ups' table.
That's never going to change.
The kids that actually sit with us at the table are our own offspring now. Like, it's the grown-up table.
Well, you have a gigantic family, so I mean,
you do have a very large family.
Goes on forever.
You are always going to be at the kids' table. Plus, you still look like a little.
Yeah,
kid.
You still look like a child. Re-Gifted. Gas Pump Guy says, Chris, I'm 40. I know exactly what they are talking about. Thank you, Gas Pump Guy. Sister Jean, Craig, and Pete talk about Rugrats, so Chris can join in.
Oh, if you want to talk Pickles and Angelica and that feud, the family members, by the way, not enough doesn't get brought up enough. Phil and Lil.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Chucky?
Right over my head.
Is that I didn't have kids, Rugrats. I didn't watch Rugrats.
Why didn't you watch Rugrats? Why didn't you watch Rugrats?
I wasn't interested.
I think it's good. I actually have seen highlights, or I may have watched it for 10 or minutes or so. It's a funny show.
I've referred to my children as little Rugrats when they were small.
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
You watch Ren and Stimpy?
And I didn't realize how great it was when I was a little kid.
Because it was filthy. You didn't know it.
Terrible.
But dirty.
I didn't know how funny it was.
It wasn't South Park-esque, but it was on the cusp of being that edgy back in the day.
Yo-Yo-Yo says, I'm 41 and never saw a Brady Bunch movie. Grand Poobah says, that's what makes this show great.
TV show.
When the Brady Bunch movie came out, it was like damn pretty good. No, everybody wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Because it was just a goof on the show. And I think they nailed it. The second one was a little corny. But the first one was pretty good.
Let's see here. Virgin Tector says it's the old men talking. Rock'em Sock'em says, back in my day, we used to mess around with Etch-a-Sketch. Yeah, I had one of those.
My sister was really good. I got frustrated with it. Because I was like, what are we doing here?
Would accidentally nudge it, and then your whole thing would shake, and it would ruin the picture.
Oh, my sister used to
if
do that.
If I gave my kid an Etch-a-Sketch, he would throw it across the room.
He goes, wait a minute, this looks like a flat TV screen. Wait a minute, but it's not. I'm out of here.
I don't think either one of my kids have done it, but I've had nieces and nephews that go up to a magazine and try to open it thinking it's an iPad. They're swiping the bottom of the magazine.
Really?
You think kids today can handle a yo-yo?
My kid wants to learn how to do the yo-yo. He's got one at the house, and he's like amazed that I can throw it down.
Dunkin' yo-yos were so popular back then. I think they had a Saturday morning show about how to... Remember, they're all different shapes and sizes of yo-yos.
Yeah.
Walk the dog, all those tricks. You spin it around. I'd spin it around, hit my sister in the head by accident. You know, you do all sorts of stuff.
It's my dad's secret superpower. He is awesome with the yo-yo.
Really? Great yo-yo?
Make it sleep. He can spin it.
Rock the cradle.
Rock the cradle.
Yeah. He can do all that.
That's awesome. I haven't had a yo-yo in a while.
Maddie Ice says, hey, guys, on the bright side, it's my birthday. Heading to Lobster Lady in the Cape tonight. Cheers. Maddie Ice, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I was going to bring up a sports thing before we started talking about 1965 television shows. I was watching the Braves and Dodgers last night. I'm a baseball guy this year.
Yep.
If anybody want to talk some hardball, I'm here. and I found out next year they're going to a balanced schedule in Major League Baseball. It's no longer going to be you play 19 games against the teams from your own division and then have, you know, seven from each of the other and, you know, the other divisions in in your league. They're going to a true balanced schedule next year. So everybody will play everybody in a home and home.
Does that include nationally crossover?
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yes, it does.
So no more rotating? Or...
No.
So but that's like, good for the game. You get to see some
It'll
teams
be great for the game, you know, yeah.
It's not... Speaking from somebody in the AL Central, I'm a little pissed. I like my 19 games against the Royals. I'm not happy about
but
this.
But no, like now, because like I think the Rays went 19-0 against the Orioles last year. Basically, the reason that the Rays won the division is they swept the Orioles.
Right.
Won't be the case next year.
Yeah, but they also won a lot of other series.
No, I know, but
I know. The Red Sox did the same thing the year before when they won it. They went like 17-2 against Baltimore. But
there's a trend, though. The last two winners of the AL East have gone 38-0 against the
Well, that's
the
thing. You go 18-1, so you say you're 16 or 17 games over 500 against that one team. You basically have to go 500 the rest of the way against everybody to make the playoffs.
Exactly.
So, by the way, Jeff Passan, about an hour ago, the implementation of a strict pitch clock across minor league baseball has shaved 20 minutes off game times, dramatically speeding up the pace while not having a effect on scoring, setting the stage for Major League Baseball to implement a clock in the 2023 season. So over the first 132 minor league games, that included a 14-second clock with the bases empty, 18-second clock with runners on, and penalties for pitchers and hitters that run afoul of it, the average game time was 2 hours and 39 minutes.
Hmm.
In a control set of 335 games run without the clock to begin the season, games lasted an average of 2 hours and 59 minutes, around the same 3 hour and 3 minute average in 5,000 plus.
So it's working.
Yeah.
Huh? I was skeptical, but it sounds like it's working.
I saw a college thing last week. I think it was Florida Gators. And pitcher was.
Was it Vandy?
Winding, no, that wasn't Vandy. Vandy's good in baseball.
No, I know. The Florida Vanderbilt series was on television last weekend.
It might have been that. Maybe it was that. But the umpire steps in front of the catcher. And stopped play because he had, he had taken too long.
Oh, really?
Yep. And then there was what happened at the bullpen in Major League Baseball for the Padres. Did you see that late last week? Umpires stopped him from throwing warm-up pitches.
Good.
It was like he didn't hustle in from the bullpen.
Really? Oh, but I like that move.
Okay. I like that, except for this. The reason why he didn't get to utilize his proper warm-up time is because the umpire stopped. They had to waste 30 seconds to show that he didn't have any sticky stuff on him. So it was kind of like
give and take.
Catch 20. Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, I'm all for him, you know, but not when you stop the guy to check and see if he has sticky stuff.
I appreciate Chris's effort to steer it back to sports. More stuff people did in the old-timey days.
I tried. I mean, it's a sports show.
Broken Wedge says, how about a Light Bright? Loved Light Brights till you lost all the pieces.
I didn't. My sister did.
IU-Purdue couple, Debbie and Kevin. Here's a 1,000-piece puzzle. When's the last time you put a puzzle together?
Actually got one during COVID.
Do them with my kids a lot, actually.
Do you? Do you have the patience for it? Like 1,000 pieces?
No, they're more in the 35, 40 piece realm right now.
You know, the secret's to do the edges first and work your way in.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm telling you about it.
That's a puzzle.
They have them where you can make your own.
Yeah.
Now.
Make your own puzzle?
Yeah.
Yeah. You send in a picture, is it?
Yeah.
And they cut them up?
That, and they've started doing these pictureless puzzles.
Yeah.
So you're literally just trying to match a shape.
Oh, okay.
It's like a whole whiteboard.
Yeah. By the way, Deb and Kev, you're in the system. I got you. You know. Sometimes people say, "Hey, this is me from so and so." I know who you are. I got you. We got you on the caller ID. You're called IU Purdue couple Debbie and Kevin on the texture line. Congratulations, you got texture names now. Combo
longest name.
Yeah, and combo name, two people. Let's see here. Compensatory pick. Compensatory pick.
Compensatory. It's a draft phrase.
Thank you, Chris. He said, do you guys remember the Viewmaster? Chris, you ever have a Viewmaster? Yeah. We had to click the...
The binoculars you listened to?
Yeah, absolutely.
But then it came out with the talking Viewmaster.
Oh, really?
That sounds stupid.
No, it had a little disc. Oh, you'd click on, like, one was Seven Wonders of the World. Then you'd click it, and it would explain.
Oh, until it gets off sync?
No, it would just the picture, and it'd just be like a little 20-second explanation of what you were looking at.
Yeah.
Those are a little more expensive.
Gas pump guy, how about the Everblades clenching a playoff? Oh, by the way,
we got Chris Palin.
Oh, Chris Palin coming
up next? Yeah, Chris Palin. I texted everybody.
I didn't get it.
I never got a text.
I didn't text it. I thought I texted it.
No, you got to hit send, Chris. You got to send it.
Back in your day.
You know how to write the text. You just don't know how to send the text.
Nope, I didn't send it. My bad.
Okay. So, Chris Palin, we're going to talk some Everblades playoffs.
Yep, we'll have their games 1 and 2 on Friday and Saturday night.
Okay.
Over the air, and then they're also, you know, they're home games for the Blades, so you can go check them out.
Sounds good. That's next, plus Wikipedia.
And the Manchester United comeback is on.
Go. No.
No.
What are you talking about? There's no comeback.
Do I have a shot on net yet?
Okay.
They haven't had a shot on goal.
Liverpool hasn't scored this half, though, so there's that.
It's because they're in the stall. They're going to Dean Smith four corners.
Great coach.
'Twas the night before Christmas on the Stony Brook text line says, I saw Rogers and Bedroom Guy in San Carlos. He has his texted name across his windshield
of his
truck.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. All right. We'll talk a little hockey. That's going to be fun. That's next. Sheeman is Shepherd. And also... Oh, it's time for a giveaway. We got so much stuff going on.
No, it's not. It's not time for a giveaway.
It's a preview for a giveaway. Excuse me. My bad. This week's half-price dining deal, though, let me tell you about that, is La Bamba Mexican. La Bamba Mexican and Italian Kitchen. Located off Corkscrew and Estero. They don't become a permanent sponsor moving forward after this much promotion. I don't know what else I could do for them. You get a $50 gift card for just $25 on our website, ESPNSWFL.com, but keep listening all week for a $50 gift card. But not now. Your chance will be coming up to win at 5:25. Chris Palin, Everblades next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. It's finally here, man. The playoffs, the Everblades Kelly Cup playoffs, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits taking on the Everblades. Let's get all the details with our friend of the program, Chris Palin, the VP of the Everblades. Chris, welcome. How are you?
What a game Saturday.
I'm great, guys. Thanks. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, what a way to end the season, huh? Full sold-out crowd, incredible third period. I say, you know, we looked like we were down and out of it, down 2-0 there at the beginning of the third period and scored 3 goals in that quick minute and a half. And I've never heard the building that loud. It was awesome. So great way to end the season and now move on to what everyone says is the real hockey, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So. I saw the rosters. No surprises, really, right? I know I'm pretty sure somebody's disappointed that on the playoff roster, but you got a good mix. A lot. You got the veteran team here. I mean, there's no question you guys are going to be the favorites, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's always difficult to make those choices, and you know you leave roster spots open for guys that could come down that have played enough games. So I think we're pretty set with what we have. You know, everybody's pretty healthy, so that makes it even more difficult. But, you know, I think everyone understands their roles. And like you said, it's a pretty veteran team. And I think, you know, the late acquisitions have really helped us, you know, solidify a real, real solid lineup. And, yeah, I would agree with you. Although, you know, Greenville, you know, they come in as one of the hotter teams. They didn't play well the last 2 games, but it didn't mean anything. So, you know, we're going to hit a hot team coming in and then, You know, I thought Atlanta played us really well, mm-hmm. and they had some injuries. You know, they could have won either of those games. So, you know, if they sneak by Jacksonville, it always gives us fits. It's, you know, there's never any softies along the way here. So yeah. It's going to be great. They're all, you know, we're back to the full 4 out of 7 series, so 7-game series here throughout, and we could hopefully we'll be playing hockey straight up through the beginning of June.
No doubt. Promotion-wise, still like 239 deals and all this other good stuff, or anything different from in the postseason, or you just keep it going, or what?
So we keep it going for a couple of rounds.
Okay.
So typically what will happen is we'll start from an attendance standpoint, it starts a little slow, and then obviously as the rounds go on, it really picks up because, you know, you've got all your season ticket holders buying the playoff package, and, yeah. you know, again, people are a little out of their routine. So so for Friday, you know, we'll still have Kids Eat Free and Breakaways. We still have the 239 program, which this week is 2 tickets and a tub of popcorn, a big bucket of popcorn. So, and that's both those 2 tickets are for $39. So that stays the same. Saturday we'll have our tailgate, but, you know, it's typical stuff going on for Saturday. So, and that 239 is still the same, floridaeverblades.com/239. You can order your tickets on that link. And then if we come back and there's a game, I believe game 7 is on a Wednesday, then we would have our $3 beers and hot dogs on game 7 if it falls within that series. So we'll see what happens, but, you know, I do like our chances, and, you know, it's playoff hockey, there's nothing like it, as we all know.
It's the best at any level. But the other, just real quick, too, you're also auctioning off those awesome Hurts jerseys, warm-up jerseys.
Correct.
They look really,
yes.
Those look really cool.
Correct. So our partnership with Hurts, which obviously is our biggest corporate partner here, and we love our relationship with them. We've been wearing those for a few years. And we, you know, after doing the Pink in the Rink ones and raising over $25,000 for 4 words through our partner at Radiology Regional this past weekend, and we've killed it with our jersey auctions this year. It's been, the community has been so supportive, so we've been able to raise some great funds for some great local charities. And St. Matthew's House will be the recipient of the Hurts jersey. So again, a very local charity that's a large partner of ours. So, and then so we'll have to obviously don some new ones for next season and design those out for our 25th anniversary. So, we figured it was time to kind of get those on the auction block as well. So, and you know, we're really really excited about and like to thank, you know, Lexus of Southwest Florida, which is both obviously Jermaine and Scanlon, who are partnering with us, you know, as our vehicle of choice here, but also sponsoring the playoffs, the Kelly Cup playoffs for this year, next year, and the year after. So bring some extra excitement to it. And, you know, like I said, there's nothing like playoff hockey.
You know, you're sold out on Sunday, and I'm just – how much of that was a day of a walk-up? And the reason I'm asking, I'm leading into the next question, how soon should people jump on if they want to be game 1 and 2 this weekend? I imagine the tickets are going fast.
Yeah, it's like I said, it starts a little slower in the first round. So, yeah. To be frank, you know, there are plenty of tickets left for Friday and Saturday, and a lot of people get to the first round and they're disappointed because they may see, you know, 3,000 people in the building and not 7,000 like you've seen in the past. And what everyone has to remember is, you know, at the end of the season, you still have all the season ticket holders and all the partial, season ticket holders, they're both full and partials that, you know, obviously are coming out to the games, and then they have to rebuy their packages for the playoffs. So, you know, you don't get 100% retention, believe it or not. So, you know, it kind of picks up as sort of the playoffs go by, and part of it is also the schedule's sort of flexible. You know, you don't know exactly who or when you're going to be playing,
yeah.
So not everyone can plan that way. So I would say, you know, get them sooner than later because the best seats go fast, but there'll be tickets available on Friday and Saturday if people wanted to walk up.
Okay, good.
But yeah, we had, you know, the last 5, 6, 7 games of the season, you know, we were basically sold out for all of those, and you know, I anticipate after the first round it'll be more like that again.
Well, one thing's for sure is this team is Coach Brad Ralph done an amazing job with how you play on the road. So they're battle tested. They're one of the best road records in the league, and you know, went through that streak early mid season where that, I know it was like some crazy record of like 14 or 15 and one. Yep. So that's always big for any team. But the Everblades, and some may say, play even better on the road than they did at home this year.
Yeah, and you know, again, we're going to have home ice through this series, so you have to this series and the next series in our division. So you have to win the home games, right? I mean, that's the key. Yeah. If you win your games at home, but you know, we are battle tested on the road. And if we, you know, we do make it out of our division, you know, we would only have home ice against two of the four teams in the other conference who are very, very strong. So, you know, the likelihood is you kind of have to win games on the road to win it all either way. So, so a veteran team definitely helps with that. And you're right, we had a great start. And I think I said halfway through the year, you know, this leaving out because we started slow at home. I said, you know, this will kind of flip. We'll lose some games on the road to kind of even it out, and I'm sure we'll win more games at home because that wasn't like us. So it's kind of how it worked out. And, you know, playoffs is a different story. It's just so tightly checked game. You know, one mistake just makes such a big difference. So, you know, I kind of feel like home ice goes away in the playoffs. You know, you're playing the same opponent so many games in a row. You know, yes, it's nice to play at home and have all the things leading up to home games. That is nice and routine, but at the same time, you know, you still got to play as good a game at home as you do on the road against these teams because they don't make mistakes.
Well, a lot of people are excited about it, and it's always good to talk to you, Chris. Thanks for the update, and good luck to you guys. And I know we'll be talking in a week or so, so thanks.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Like I said, I always appreciate being on, and hopefully we'll be doing this for – at least a couple more months.
I hope so. All right, Chris, talk to you later, man.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
It's Chris Palin, VP of the Everblades Kelly Cup playoffs, starting what, Saturday, game one? Mm-hmm. Saturday, I get the right. Yeah, Saturday at Hertz Arena.
Friday
at and
Saturday.
7:30.
Friday and Saturday.
Friday 7:30, Saturday 7.
All right. Very good. All right, now look at the clock. It is time for Wikipedia. On this day in 1987, The Simpsons first aired on TV.
Simpsons.
It is time for Simpsons trivia. And they've been on the air so long that even Chris can't argue, well, your audience over 50 doesn't know and only knows what you're talking about. They've been on for 35 years. Everybody knows The Simpsons. God. So we'll do Simpsons trivia. It's brought to you by Biggie's Place in Fort Myers off Fowler Street. Fact, caller number 9 will win free breakfast or lunch from Biggie's Place. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Wikipedia, Sheeman & Shepard, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. 1987, this day in history, The Simpsons aired for the first time. Jason in North Fort Myers is our contestant. Jason, how are you?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good. Very good, very good. All right, how old are you, Jason?
Geez, how old am I now? 46.
46, that's a good age. You should be able to remember some of this stuff. Let's see how you do. First one to three correct answers is a winner, and you get to go first. Jason, question number one. What network do The Simpsons air on?
Fox.
That is correct. 1-0. Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
What cartoon do the Simpson children like to watch? It's ironic that they're a cartoon, but then they like to watch a cartoon.
Probably should know this, but I don't.
That's okay.
I'll take a guess. I know the cartoon. It's a fake cartoon. It's a made up cartoon.
Right, but that's not going to get you a correct answer. But yeah,
I don't know. I forgot.
All right,
I don't know.
Jason, what cartoon do the Simpson children like to watch?
That would be Itchy and Scratchy.
Itchy and Scratchy show. 2-0, Jason. Good job.
Now that you say it.
All right. This is for Jason for the sweep and the win, Jason. Name the tavern that Homer likes to visit.
Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's.
Good job.
Good job. Jason, you are a 3-0 winner. Congratulations. You win from Biggie's Place, breakfast or lunch. It's fantastic out of Biggie's on Fowler Street in Fort Myers. All right?
Looking forward to it. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Good appreciate job. That. Thanks to Biggie's as well. Pete, I have more questions.
Yeah.
Because that was quick.
Yeah. I knew Mo.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. Speaking of Mo's, what is the most popular beer there at Mo's?
Oh, I know this. The begin with the L. I forget. It's in a Family Guy episode too because I fight over it.
Duff's beer.
Duff's.
All right.
Yeah.
Bart's friend Milhouse is named after what U.S. president because he had the middle name Milhouse. Richard Milhouse Nixon. Yes. There you go. Mm-hmm. What does Bart want for Christmas? He gets it for Christmas, but then the family spends the entire savings they have to have it removed.
I don't know. Dog? No, not the dog.
Tattoo. Got a tattoo.
Don't get a dog removed.
No. Well, you have a dog. Yeah, technically.
The dog has a long. What's the dog's name?
Well, that's coming up. Hold on.
I forget the dog's name.
Name the clown that regularly appears on The Simpsons. Krusty the Clown is correct. Name the Simpsons dog.
It's like go outside and play. It's a weird name.
No, right? No, it's not a weird name. I'm going to give you a hint. What do you make out of snow?
Snowman. Snow girl.
No.
Snowballs.
Which I don't know if this is right because I remember because there were different iterations like Ugga 1, 2, and 3. But the first dog they got was Santa's Little Helper.
That's the one that's in the crossover Family Guy, Santa's Little Helper.
I would have accepted that.
That's the one.
Name Ned Flanders' store in the mall. He runs a store.
Isn't that the one the left?
What's it called though?
Leftorium.
Leftorium.
I would have got. I got left.
Name Marge's chain smoking sisters.
Had this too.
They've grown a lot.
Hold on. Snowball's the cat. Santa's Little Helper's the dog.
Okay. All right. You're right.
More issues.
Oh, okay. We still got 90% right.
Mm-hmm.
That's an A-, Chris.
A? Isn't it? I forget off the top of my head. I can't remember. Patty and Selma. Yeah.
Hey, Craig. Too next miserable. Year on. April 19th.
I feel a smart-ass coming.
Let's not do Simpsons trivia again.
How about Family Guy or South Park?
Why not?
Because Pete doesn't know it.
I don't watch it. It's a good show. Do Family Guy or South Park. I'll nail it.
It's like every October 21st. You do Back to the Future trivia.
I can do that. That's great. I like that one.
Well, I will tell you what my other choices were today as I perused ideas. Let's see here. Let's see here. Today's National Amaretto Day. Could have done Amaretto Sour trivia. Ooh, I forgot. Today's the Oklahoma City bomb. It could not have done that.
No. Oklahoma City Thunder trivia.
That odd thought actually came to my...
Cross your mind?
And good Craig, bad Craig says bad idea.
That's not a bad idea. It's a great idea.
The anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, let's do Oklahoma City Thunder trivia. That was a bad idea.
All right, you can do the entire
myself off.
State of Oklahoma trivia. Sooners and Cowboys included. There's three relevant sports teams in that state.
The Revolutionary War started today in 1775, but that was before you were born.
But I have to acknowledge that.
So no more Simpson questions?
I guess that's it.
You didn't give me any of the Simpson sports people that have been on the show. I know a lot of those.
Yeah.
All baseball players.
All right, I'll do that in 2023.
If
Chris lets me.
You should do weed trivia tomorrow.
It's 420.
Oh, yeah. Should we tell the people?
Yes. Go ahead.
Bubble report's coming back.
Bubble
tomorrow.
Report coming back.
One day only.
Oh.
2 years since the hiatus.
One day only. Tomorrow. That'll be a 420 tradition.
Yeah, unlike any other.
Yep.
It's Maria Sharapova's birthday. Could have done Russian tennis star trivia.
Do Russia trivia. Oh, you didn't put Vlad on Red Alert today.
Yeah, you forgot Vlad
you
Putin.
You forgot.
Oh, it slipped through the cracks. Vladimir
Come
Putin,
on.
Red Alert.
Good Lord.
Red Alert, Vladimir Putin, because you deserve it, you jerk hole. Today would have been Jane Mansfield's birthday.
Jane Fonda.
No, Jane Mansfield. In fact, Seinfeld mentioned her. Boy, that Jane Mansfield had some large breasts.
Jane Mansfield, one of the most beautiful women. I prefer Seinfeld trivia.
Could have done that. So anyway, those would have been the ideas other than Simpsons.
Well, you know what, Craig? There's always next April 19th.
I guarantee you it would be Simpsons again.
I want Jane Fonda trivia.
That I could do. You do Jane Fonda trivia.
I just hope I'm gainfully employed next. I mean, that's a whole year from now on radio. That's a lifetime.
Top three show, man.
Yeah, baby. Prison Cred says, what is trivia for 420? I don't know. I'm going to have to come out with some marijuana.
I'm gone tomorrow.
Cheech and Chong trivia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Seth Rogen movies.
Marijuana nicknames.
You could.
Or a paraphernalia that goes along with marijuana.
I would prefer to stay away from the paraphernalia game.
Well, like pipe. Stuff like that.
Yep.
Hates Baseball says, I love the game show where the host is unsure of the answers, and I mean that in all sincerity. Love it.
So I was right about the Santa.
I would have given that to you because that's what I thought it was.
That was the first dog.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just do some research?
I did.
I typed into Google, what's the dog's name on The Simpsons? And Santa's Little Helper came right up. Just.
As I said, Chris.
All the information in the world's right there at your fingertips.
I got 9 out of 10 right. That's 90%. I'm right 96% of the time. So, okay, maybe 95.9. Nope. I mean.
Do you type this up on your phone?
No, why?
I could just see you doing this on your phone.
If I do it on my computer.
Why don't you just bring it in?
I had an incident last night in my computer.
What happened?
Virus?
No. I got a Mac.
Yeah?
A new one?
You clicked too hard, didn't you?
No. So I went to send an email last night.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, my wife was on the Mac.
Oh, you sent from her.
Her email was up, not mine. So I sent somebody an email from her email.
Why was she logged into her email on your laptop?
That's what I asked.
Why didn't she log out? She was probably playing
around
with
it. She was actually helping me installing something or something. Anyways, it was all good. But I'm just,
You like it better?
Make me look like an idiot.
You like it better?
I'm still learning it, but yes. It's so fast. It's so freaking believable fast.
My HP
fast.
Is incredibly fast.
Nah, my old one wasn't.
Put me onto the HP.
I know. I told you not to get an HP. I used to have a Dell, which I liked.
I had a Dell.
Then I got an HP, which I hated, and I've replaced that HP with a Mac.
This HP is about 3 years old, and it's my best laptop. It's fat. I mean, it blows any Dell I ever had away.
Although I will tell you, when I first thought about getting a Mac, I remember mentioning it on the show, and Chris said something to the effect of, it's like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose for a guy like Craig. It's totally unnecessary.
It is unnecessary, unless you're going to NASA, work for NASA.
I am not working for NASA. I'm working for Beasley Media. And I just wanted a computer that
And the cartel.
Yeah, well, that's a give. That's what happened.
Right. The cartel, all that extra drug money that Craig.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Embezzles into the country.
It's crazy. Well, you got to have dummy accounts. And that's the thing.
Who pays for a MacBook Pro with cash?
Yeah. Exactly.
Craig.
It's funny because I did. Okay. And thanks to our audience. People are sending in sample questions for marijuana trivia tomorrow on 420.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Thank you, Pittsburgh John.
This is a thing.
Yep.
Oh, Colorado was the first to legalize. You should do Colorado sports trivia. Now, that's an angle that's wholesome.
It's not bad.
Andre Scalaraga.
Dante Bichette.
There you go. All right, I'll come up with something.
Son is better than him, by the way.
Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah.
Denver Nuggets.
8 seed beating a 1 seed. Wagging the finger.
Cookie Monster. Ed Ogeron. I'm related to Ed Ogeron.
5 o'clock hour is upon us, people. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.